Hi, my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. So we are on to day two. And today's what we're going to talk about today is we're going to continue on the idea about money and love being energy and the fuel to your life. Okay, so this idea that money and love can be separate is a program that you're running in your brain. It's a conditioning, but it's not what you know in your soul. It's not what you know in your subconscious or your unconscious. It's not what you know as your infinite self, but it is a program that you've picked up from conditioning, from religious conditioning, from cultural, social, etc. And so it's really important that as we go through this program, to understand that we need to reprogram our brain to come back to the truth, to allow resources to flow freely and abundantly. Because as I said, it's already done and your job is to learn how to receive. And that receiving means opening the mind, opening the body, opening the cells, opening for action. So we have to reprogram. Now, the natural nature of the mind as it plugs into the collective mind, the world mind, is a lower frequency. It's a more negative frequency. It's more heavy frequency. You only have to look out into the world to look at, if you were to look at the collective of, you know, media and stuff like that, it's always lower. Okay. It's always heavier. It's always more negative. So it's our job to take time to program and separate ourselves from the collective and to plug into a higher frequency, to program our mind with positivity so that we then manifest and see reflected back into our lives a positive higher frequency. But if we don't do anything, we automatically attract and absorb the lower frequency. So it's really important to understand that this is a conscious driving of your life. This doesn't end ever. Okay, because it must be a conscious choice in your life to choose positivity. Conscious choice to choose positivity and a higher frequency every single day. Yeah, it gets easier. The easier it gets, the easier it gets. Absolutely. And yet, if we get lazy and we take our feet off the, you know, not making any action to attune our mind and program our subconscious and program our body, it will naturally pick up a lower negative frequency. Okay, because you automatically absorb it through your day, because you already know that through your day, you may start in a really high vibe. But as you move through the day, you naturally become heavier. All right. It just becomes that way. And that's why it's so important to make time at the beginning of your day and the end of your day to retune your frequency, and throughout the day, ideally, to take time and moments to keep checking in with your positivity, where you're, you know, where you're focusing, that you're feeling in a good mood. Yeah, we're not saying you have to walk around with sunshines and roses all the time, but her farting rainbows like a unicorn. But it is about acknowledging you being the driver of your life, you being the driver of your mind, and that actually where you focus is down to you. Okay, it's not down to anybody else. It's not down to the universe, because as we said, the universe is done. It's already moving on a much higher, expansive, positive frequency. That's the way the universe works. The everything that you desire and want is already on a higher frequency. Our job is to tune ourselves to the higher frequency of receiving, because the receptive mode is a higher frequency. Yeah, the receptive mode is automatically a higher frequency. So you've got to tune into a positive state. That's what I mean when I talk about higher frequency. We're talking about a positive mindset, but not a false one, not a, I'm just going to talk positive words, but there isn't an emotion. It is very much about an emotional state, a sense of freedom, a sense of lightness, a sense of energy, energized through your body and through your mind. Yeah, which is why I will always suggest to my clients to do things like dancing, to do exercise, and to do things that we're going to do a little technique that I'm going to give you for reprogramming your subconscious. And you've got to create for yourself a program every day that, you know, that helps you raise your vibe no matter where you have started. For me, that includes wild swimming, walking the dog, doing HIIT training, doing meditation, doing deep breathing, doing affirmation, doing, I have a whole collection. I have different types of music that I listen to, but I feel into what I need. Sometimes I need to release heavier energy. So sometimes that would include having a cry. Other days, yesterday, I had to beat the hell out of a pillow because I had felt this energy that was in my body and it was just getting in the way of me being in a higher vibe. Yeah. So they're just part of a toolbox that you're creating for yourself to be in a higher frequency, because your job is to, how quickly can I get into the receptive mode? How quickly can I get into the receptive mode? If you decide not to do anything, that's your choice, but automatically you will be on a lower, heavier frequency. Okay. There is not a perfection. You don't stay in a higher frequency all the time. It gets easier and easier. And you can go through periods of time where you feel automatically much higher. And depending on your sensitivity, that might be much easier. If you are a very sensitive, emotionally sensitive being, attuned, the more attuned you are, then you do have to be aware of picking up other people's things. But that's not to say you should stay away from other human beings. It's just about learning to have a toolbox. Also, to be aware of your home. Yeah, your frequency in your home is just as important to make sure that you keep a higher, cleaner energy in where you live, where you sleep, etc. So, you know, being aware of things like the news and not overloading yourself with negativity from media or programs or and if you do watch things, to balance it out. It's no different than what you put into your body. You know, if you expect to feel healthy, then you wouldn't expect to live on a diet of sugar and alcohol and then expect to feel vibrant and energized. It's the same thing. So all of this attunement is down to us. This is about the receptive mode, and it covers your mind, body, and energy and environment. Yeah. You want to support yourself so that you wake up feeling energized, or you wake up feeling the best that you can, and then attune yourself to another level up. Yeah. It's always about how good can I help myself become to start my day, attune my day. It's not about looking for perfection, but it is looking about, I need to try and raise my vibe in the easiest, most natural way. And what helps, you know, perhaps over your life, you have discovered that, you know, being out in nature is a huge part of helping you attune to a higher frequency, attune to feeling freer, lighter, more relaxed, more peaceful. These are all signs you are in the receptive mode. Freer, higher, more peaceful, more energized. You feel sexier, you feel alive, you have an open mind. This is all signs that you are in the receptive mode, and that you'll feel taller, that you'll feel lighter in your body. You might feel more fluid. You might feel like your limbs feel longer. These are all indicators you are in the receptive mode, and it is down to you, only down to you, because you are the door between letting in what you desire and not. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so this has got to be your focus of deciding, I want to let in more money and I want to let in more love, because money and love are an energy, same energy. And as you do this technique, I'm going to share it in a different audio, so you can listen to it every day. It's the same energy. It's all the same energy. And what we need to do is dissolve any beliefs that are blocking you receiving all of that energy in its abundance. Yeah. So becoming into that receptive mode and allowing you to open the door and not kind of go, well, I opened the door to a little bit of love from my friends, but I shut the door and only opened the door a little bit of love, you know, to a little bit of money. Instead, I want to, open the door wide and open to receiving an abundance of love, an abundance of money, and an abundance of being energized, and an abundance of being in your power, an abundance of being totally fueled, pumped up, excited, and taking action and moving forward. Yeah. And receiving money coming into your life in a whole different ways of opportunities, of jobs and careers and clients and payments and increases, because you're saying yes. You're saying, yes, I'm open to receiving. Yes, I'm ready to receive. Yes, I'm stepping into my positive mindset or positive energy or positivity, higher frequency every single day. The best that I can. Yeah. The best that I can. And that doesn't mean avoiding or when you have emotions that need to come up. Yeah. But it's about acknowledging that those lower emotions need to be tended to and released so that you automatically become lighter and more energized. Yeah. It's like a balloon, an air balloon. We have ballasts of different emotions, sandbags of different emotions that are weighing the air balloon down. And throughout your day or throughout the night, you will have picked up different emotions or energy that you'll have, you know, will be in your body, will have been around you throughout the day, etc. And your job is to let them go. Sometimes we can just let them go. Sometimes we have to use energy techniques. Sometimes we have to emotionally let them go by crying or shouting or screaming. Sometimes we need to do an exercise to let them go out of our cells. Sometimes we need to beat up the bed. That's just as good to let it out. But activity, being active as a human being, helps release a lot of that energy, not just walking, but combining through high intensity activities and low intensity activities all help. Yeah. One of the reasons I like doing wild swimming is because it is an instant impact on my body. It's a shock, and my body then has to release, and it's amazing for the mind and body. Whereas if I do HIIT training, that makes me very hot and sweaty. If I do dancing, it brings me a lot of joy and I move all my limbs, but it's a more lower intensity activity, unless I go to Zumba. We want to have a mixture of high intensity and low intensity. Now, one of the reasons people struggle to let go of the energy is because they are only doing low intensity activity. So if all you ever do is walking and you're walking around having a slow, chilled out walk every day, that is not going to do it. Yeah. That's not going to help you release the energy. Yeah. So we've got to help our mind and our body. All right. I'm digressing, but it's all part of being in this receptive mode. So thinking about yourself, thinking about what has worked for you over your life. What have you discovered already that makes you feel good? Yeah. It's all down to what makes me feel good. What makes me feel lighter, more energized, more excited, more happy, that I do for myself, not somebody comes into my life and I feel all these things. It's, or I get loads of money and I feel all the things. It's like, what do I do for myself every day to help myself? Now, journaling can be a great thing as part of that. So, you know, you've got from your mind, body and energy, as I said, meditations, journaling, walking a dog, getting out in nature, high intensity activity or exercise, dancing, deep breathing, thinking about, you know, what you're putting in your body, your environment, having crystals around, and smudging, making sure you open the windows, having a deep clean. All of these things help. Yeah. And there are many, many more. So it's your job to think about what has worked. I'm going to be sharing and adding some, but what has worked for you so far? Yeah. And to use them and create a program for yourself every day to kind of tap into different tools that get you aligned as quickly as possible. Yeah. Helping you shift a funky mood. Now, for me, one of the things that helps is doing the speaking, because I'm channeling at this moment, and that shifts my energy beautifully. But if I try to do this having not meditated and having not tapped in and aligned with myself, I'd be talking on a totally different frequency. Yeah, it wouldn't be my higher self speaking. All right. So sometimes I find that the writing helps. I write very much after I've meditated. That absolutely helps too. I have my own. You've got to work out for yourself what creative ways in that collection for yourself help you get into the receptive mode as easily as possible. Now, I give journal prompts. I give this meditation or activity. We're going to do this breathing technique. It's going to help every day, but you've also got to create it for yourself. Yeah. So the activity I'm going to give you is for your subconscious. It's going to help you understand about money being and love being the same energy, about your fuel. It's going to have an impact on your body because it's an energy, you know, there'll be channeled energy in it as well, for you to acknowledge and use every day as you evolve, for it to become easier and easier and easier. But don't just rely on me. Yeah, don't just rely on this. As I said, really look to what works. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some journal prompts for that. But so that's for today. I will record in another audio the breathing activity. So this is for you today, and I'm sending you much gorgeous love. And don't forget to drop any comments or questions, and I will get back to you. Lots of love.